documentary on News Talk.
This is Citadel, a band made up of people from many different countries. They are rehearsing at the Kinsale Road Accommodation Centre in County Cork for an important upcoming concert, the Festival of Belonging. Living in a direct provision centre is very difficult. There's a lot of uncertainty about the future, what will happen with each of their cases, and whether they will see their families again. But the band has brought a lot of joy to its members.
It's this kind of feeling that you cannot express. Just like amazing. This is the only sentence that I would say, grateful and amazing.
It soothes my heart, you know, when everything is not going well, you know, I know when there's music involved, I'll be okay. You know, I love to sing. So Citadel came at the right time for me because I was not doing well. So I joined Citadel because of that. And I think I'm better.
The idea for the band started in 2017, when Rose from Belgium met Norbert from Burundi.
In the accommodations in direct provision was like no right to work, no, and like, yeah, we were just boring there and they started playing my guitar. I had some notion, some tune, and I saw people living there. I saw them coming around me and I noticed that they are in need of something like to fight because we were facing same issue, anxiety and stress. And so when I saw that they all like the music and playing and singing, I started with them a project with Rose Domor.
Rose is a Flemish woman who has been living in West Cork for 25 years. When there were protests at the Direct Provision Centre, she came to support the asylum seekers.
I used to come here with clothes, distributing clothes. I had an agreement with a charity shop who would give me really nice clothes for the women here. And it would be like a market and we'd talk and have coffee. And so I got to know a lot of people. And one of them was a Burundian man called Norbert, who is now also in Citadel. And he had told me one of the nicest things that ever happened to me was when someone gave me a guitar. Could we not collect guitars? And that's what we did. And we collected guitars. People were very kind, giving us guitars. And we had three people who offered to teach guitar as well. So that's what we did. And then from one thing came another. People came together. They heard music. They came and joined us. And some people already played guitar and sang. And one of them was a Ukrainian man. And when I heard his voice, I was blown away. And I thought, oh, my God, we need to do something with this.
Oh,
involved. We start teaching some resident, and so from there, so there is another idea came, like, okay guys, you see, we are from the whole part of the world. So what do you think if we come out with if we play something, like, was the idea was a bit crazy, because it was like myself, I'm from Burundi, and in East Africa there are some other people coming from Zimbabwe, South Africa, Ukraine, Russia, and Algeria, and so everybody was playing his own song, and so we came together and some play instrument and other singing there in their own language, and it was a bit crazy. And so we organized the first world music, and it went well, and everybody liked it. And so we founded the band, and it was also not easy to give the name, because we put all together all names and something that can we agree, and we found it, we named it Citadel.
And people come and go, people get their papers, they find a house somewhere on the other side of Ireland, so they can't keep coming. Like our Ukrainian man is now living in Portlaoise, and a few other people have left, but then others have come in. We now have one, the Congolese singer Choco, he lives in Waterford. And we have a man that sometimes plays with us who lives in Galway. So it can be difficult to get everyone together. But when we have performances coming up, people do make an effort. And like now, we're with a big crowd. So, yeah, it's lovely. It's really lovely. Yeah, so we started in Limerick in one famous nightclub, but I can't think of the name now. And then we did National Concert Hall in Dublin one day, which was quite amazing. And then we also played in Electric Picnic last year. We played in the Galway Songs of an Open Road, from an Open Road festival. We did Culture Night before. I nearly forget all the places we've been to. And yeah, we're getting demands nearly weekly, let's say, for us to come. So it's really going well.
Africa Day in Cork City, and I've joined the celebrations. Rose is at a stand in front of the colourful logo of the not-for-profit organisation she set up, International Community Dynamics.
So we're now in Fitzgerald Park in Cork. It's Africa Day celebration here, and I am here in a stand to advertise for our Festival of Belonging and our organisation, International Community Dynamics.
Tell us a bit about the festival that will be coming up.
Yeah, so we're organising a Festival of Belonging, and I think it's just timely now with everything that's going on. And so it starts on the 8th of June already. There'll be an arts exhibition with artists from the refugee world. So there's one from Sudan, there's one from Zimbabwe, there's an artist from Pakistan, there's an artist from Congo, and then we also have a traveller artist. Unfortunately, travellers still have to claim their place here, don't they? So they're part of our Festival of Belonging, which is great. And then that will end on the weekend of the 23rd and the 24th of June, so that's the end of Refugee Week. And that we will celebrate the end of the exhibition in the Triskel Arts Centre as well, with a concert with Citadel and another band. They're a band of Arabic musicians, and also a spoken word event with refugee. Everything is refugee led, okay? So the spoken word event as well. There are writers, poets from the refugee world as well. And then the next morning, so on the Saturday, the 24th, we have a conversation cafe where people can come and have a coffee with a refugee.
Here.
Have you spoken before?
When are you at your best? At my opinion here, I feel best when I'm an artist, a painter. I have a few of my jobs there in the exhibition. I don't know if you have seen them.
So, as Rose mentioned, one fascinating part of the Festival of Belonging is the Conversation Cafe. It is taking place on Saturday morning at the Haven Cafe in Cork City. There are tables spread out throughout the cafe and people sitting around them with cups of tea and coffee and plates of biscuits. There are little cards on the table saying things such as, what's a belief you hold that's changed in the last 5 to 10 years?
The other question was, would you describe when you felt encouraged or recognized? I talk about myself. By doing my jobs, I had been awarded many times. So that's kind of encouragement and recognition. So, do you have an idea?
Joanna is running the cafe and encouraging discussion between people who are seeking asylum in Ireland, refugees and the wider community. She uses the World Cafe method.
The World Cafe style of discussion has existed for quite a number of years, and it is built on the idea that in any room where three or more are gathered, there is wisdom in, you know, among the people, and any solutions to any human-made problem can be uncovered through a World Cafe style discussion. So it involves people sitting around different tables in maybe groups of no more than five, and there would be a topic relevant to the theme that they're going to discuss. And there's a time allocated for every round of discussion, depending on the size of the group. And typically, there's three rounds of discussion. And at the end, there's a closing circle where the takeaway question can be framed to suit the need of the overall discussion.
So again, we're going to move one more time. Is that okay?
Yes.
So definitely please move across the room because there's so much space. Just go.
About this or about the story?
About the story.
You know, I just think it's interesting because to me it feels like as well that notion of caring for other people versus caring for yourself is sometimes a cultural thing. And I feel like Australian culture is very similar to kind of Irish culture and that individualized thing. So it's like I take care of myself. And maybe if I have to take care of anyone else, it's my partner and my children. But the extended family is a different thing.
Towards the end of the cafe, Joanna asked the people present to reflect on what they thought about it.
When I came here, I felt like, you know, with all these people here, do I belong? You know, but after sharing with a lot of people here, I actually found out that I'm not alone, you know. I'm not isolated. Like, the things I'm experiencing wherever I am, several other people have experienced it. And there's nothing new, you know. If you are going through a difficult time, just talk to the next person next to you and you'll be surprised to know that they've gone through more or much more difficult times than what you're going through.
The members of the band Citadel come from disparate countries and they all came to Ireland as asylum seekers. They've had to escape trauma, conflict and personal dangers in their home countries to try and find a better life in Ireland.
My name is Pindile. I'm from South Africa. The reason why I left South Africa is because of what happened to me. I know people would say South Africa is a safe country, it's beautiful, but it's not for everyone. There's a lot of crime, there's a lot of violence, gender-based violence, mostly most of the time. Then I decided that, look, I can't live like this, you know. You can't grow up in a place where you've been abused, molested, and, you know, sexually, and still be there, you know, from a young age up until I'm as old as, you know. And I said, look, I will not live like this, and my kids cannot grow up in such an environment. Like any other ordinary person, you know, you don't know who to trust, especially when it comes to male. And I'm like, no, I draw the line now. I have to leave, you know. And worst part of it, when you're being raped by a police officer, where do you go? Who do you run to next? You know what? You just, I don't know how to describe it. You know, any ordinary person, normal person would make that decision that I have to make a change in my life, you know? I have to make a change.
I love people to call me Choco Music because Choco Music is like my team band. So I'm doing my own music now. That's they call me Choco Music. I'm from DRC Congo in Africa. I born in Kinshasa, Congo. That's our capital. It's Kinshasa. So, you know, in Africa, we always have a problem. Like in my country, it's like 34 years. People are dying every day. So sometimes when I'm talking about it, so it's stressing me. What I'm thinking now, maybe I can be good where I am now in Ireland, but my family are suffering that back home. People are dying. I used to wake up in the morning one day and just follow the news. 24 of my family, like my family, my uncle, my niece. So I used to lose like 20 people the same day. So I'm here. I can say I'm living good. I'm eating. I'm sleeping nice. But when I wake up, I'm just thinking about my family back home. So it's stressing me too much.
Oh, you'll be playing the drum. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I'm hoping to find another djembe somewhere.
Because the focus here, for now, the focus here is following the guitar.
Exactly.
You know, because
that's why I say we need to listen.
Yeah.
While playing.
If we follow the guitar, everything will be okay.
Yeah.
You know. But now, if we don't follow the guitar, even if try to follow me, I'm gonna be lost. You know. Yeah.
But you're doing well. I mean, it sounded okay, but it was just not too fast.
No, I'm making like a.
Na 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 na, ni na 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 ni na ni na ni na. It doesn't have to rush so that we can get the message.
Okay, that's good. That's good, I think. Yeah.
There are so many nationalities and languages involved in Citadel, but the band makes it work.
Well, the plan is to sing music from home, you know, because a lot of people think, oh, we should sing English songs. And I say, no, bring music from home because that makes you feel the best. And so everyone sings music from home. They teach us the lyrics. Mostly it's just a few lines that we sing along or whatever. And they often explain what it means. They write it down phonetically, so we can read it and sing along. That's how we do it. Now, I have learned some Swahili and some Lingala. I do learn languages very quickly as well. I've been singing in 8 languages here, I think, over the years.
You know what? I think you should send me that song. So.
Send him the song so he can practice.
I'll send you, but you really check.
There is lots of different nationalities because I love to explore, you know. I love it. I love learning new things, which is good because you don't know everything. You never you can't say, oh, I know a lot. No, you don't. Every day there's always something to learn. New language, new background, new whatever food that you get, language and lifestyle experiences, you know. There's a lot to learn from different people from different nationalities.
Choco is relatively new to the band, but he's enjoying it so far.
There's a kind of the person who I like it. The person who love their work. You get me? Because when you're an artist, when you're on the stage or you have some meeting for the music, so you have to be serious. You get me? And then they're on the stage, so you are supposed not to be good. So I say, no, let me just be with them. I was trying to play. The drama.
Follow that rhythm. Follow that rhythm. You don't wait for that. You know, that's why I stopped this.
Esmeraldo writes his own songs, some of which have been chosen to be performed by the group.
Everyone present their ideas like... For example, the song that they would like to sing, they present for the people and the people see if it's okay. We discuss and if it's okay, we present. If we don't feel, we speak as well. But most of the time it's like this, someone like has a song, present to the group and they'll see where we're gonna fit. And after present, like is the way it works. Like for example, I present my songs. I have a lot of songs, but when I present my songs and people choose which one should be the best, sometimes the song that I think would be, you know, the best is what people say, nah, don't think so. Let's do this one. Yeah, this one I guess is better than that one. So okay, if you like this, of course. Bombe anatomique, un pona boy for a bit.
Gaira yembiro mille. The lesson I've learned about being a silent seeker in a country considered an underworld.
Another part of the festival is a conference on belonging in UCC, with keynote speakers including Dr. Deborah Kayembe. Her story is an inspiration to Citadel.
Hi, I'm Deborah Kayembe. I'm a global political activist and the current rector of the University of Edinburgh. Left DRC almost 20 years ago and came to the UK seeking political asylum. Ordinary people came around and supported me and given me the shelter I needed. It was difficult for people around me to believe that I was an educated woman because I came from Africa, particularly the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is a country that's been destroyed by war until now. So I needed strength and courage to believe to myself first, to realize who I am and to seize the opportunity that was given to me, the opportunity of love and support. So until I went to the system, which was rejecting me, keeping on pushing and pushing and pushing, until one day I landed to Edinburgh, where I was given the opportunity to requalify as a solicitor because I was a lawyer in my country. And through that journey, the door were opened to me. So I go on to one positive step in my life to another until the day I conquered the city of Edinburgh with campaigning for peace, love, justice, respect, and dignity. And my last campaign, the Freedom War campaign, which is a call for social reform and promoting social justice, then took me in the top of the University of Edinburgh.
And if we say the word belonging, what does it mean to you?
I returned to DRC for the first time after over 20 years I was invited to get an honorary degree in one of the universities there. I remember when I came back in Edinburgh, I sent a tweet and I say, "Touchdown, Edinburgh, I'm finally home." So I belong to Edinburgh.
What do you think about the Festival of Belonging that is happening here this weekend in Cork?
This kind of festival, it's encouraging. It gives the opportunity on both sides. Those who want to feel belong, to present what they can give to the community, and those who are welcoming them to discover those who want to feel belong. So it's taking side by side, it's taking on both ways, and it's very important, this kind of... So I encourage it, and that's why when I received the invitation, I jumped on the plane, I came straight away, because I want to share what I have experienced, and I'll tell, feel yourself in your journey, how belonging means, what belonging means to you, and enjoy the fact that you belong somewhere and contribute to that society.
Choco has just arrived in Ireland recently and is adjusting to life here.
But you know, when you just enter in the country or the area, so if you see people dancing with one leg, so you need to follow them. you dance one leg. If it's a good way, not the bad way. If it's a good way, you need to follow them. And then when you know how to dance one leg, so from you, you can make two leg. But the first one, you need to follow them. So that's one. I'm with them right now, like to show me the way. Because I don't know anything. I don't know the way. I can know music, but I don't know how to start. I don't know where to go.
In Pindile's case, she has managed to find a job after a challenging few years and to bring her children to live with her in Ireland.
Right now I'm able to work, but when I came then, we were not allowed to work when I came in 2019. We were not allowed to work. It was kind of difficult because I left my daughter back home and it was not easy for me to send her money and for her to go to school because my daughter's dad died when my daughter was 2 months. So like in most of my years, I've experienced so much in my life. When my baby daddy died, it was kind of difficult for me too because I was struggling. And then I had to raise my daughter on my own and I was studying and I was working at the same time. So it was difficult then. Even when I left, I didn't have enough money to come to Ireland with her, so I had to leave her. So every now and then I would send her money for her to go to school. But at the same time, it always put pressure on me that I hope nobody is going to do anything to my child. She's here now. She's studying engineering in aerospace in Dublin, mechanical engineering.
Esmeraldo has had to deal with racism, but he has his own way of coping.
For me, like, I don't care how you feel or how you think about me. I'll be always myself. If you don't like me, yeah. Like, there is something that I used to say as well. I give the people exactly what they give to me. If you like me, I like you. But if you don't like me, I like you anyway. Yeah, it's like this. I don't stress at all. The way you're going to treat me, of course, I only need respect. If you don't disrespect me, yeah, we are friends. We are, you know, even if we are not friends, we are okay. But when you disrespect me, I just give 2 steps away from you, you know, yeah.
Essa emoção e saber hoje tudo que eu tenho no meu coração. Assim que estava juntos, jamais deixarei você partir. Com beijos, fofos e amasso, meu bem, vai ser sempre assim.
Gloria is another member of the band, and I asked her about the importance of the festival.
Yeah, today's Citadel is hosting a festival of belonging. I think the lady, Ross Demold, he's the one who came with the idea to plan about festival of belonging. It's because of, I think he wanted people to voice their problems out and to have a chance to showcase who they are, how they feel, how they can, or maybe planning ahead. The other thing of Citadel is that we want people to know that we are here, as you know, just to showcase the dynamics of the world, because Ireland is like hosting every person, every country. So we have to show that we are here for multicolors, not maybe the biggest issue. Our aim is like dealing with the racism, because I think racism is everywhere, trust me. It's everywhere. Even if you can say you deny it, you ignore it, but it will like, you know, it comes left, right, and center. So sometimes it's not easy, but at least with Citadel and Festival of Belonging, it's where people can come and ease and sing, and they can do those things just to heal their spirits.
Testing, one, two. Testing, one, two. Testing, testing, three, four.
It is the big day. The concert part of the festival is about to start and the band are setting up mics with the sound engineer in the Triscoll Arts Centre in Cork City.
Le djembe et le darbuka.
Djembe?
Djembe et darbuka.
Et darbuka, c'est la même personne?
Non, ce sont deux personnes.
Darbuka?
Oui.
Un micro ici?
Oui,
pour, oui, pour le djembe.
Un micro ici, oui, mais...
Before Citadel take to the stage, a band of Syrian musicians, Layali Alfan, perform.
أحيانا أنسى ولا شيء يبان مني كأني سطر مشطوب أحيانا أتذكر أني يائس من أن أجدك ثانية يائس بإفراط مثل عين مغمضة في تابوت. شكرا.
I arrived late at this beautiful estrangement. At the airport, I searched for you. I wasted few smiles that were bruised by much disappointment.
On the plane, as well as music, the festival features spoken word from refugees and an art exhibition featuring artists from Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Pakistan, Ukraine, Venezuela, and a traveller artist from Ireland. I spoke to one of the artists about his art.
Oh, my name is Elton Sibanda. Originally, I'm from Zimbabwe, but now I'm living in Mill Street, Kwandikoke.
And you were involved with the Festival of Belonging here. What were you doing at it?
I was doing paintings. I have like two self-portraits that represent my past and my present, like my past in Zimbabwe and like my present here in Ireland, and my experiences like here, like the experiences I am facing here in Ireland. Yeah.
Can you explain a bit more about those experiences?
Oh, yeah, like the experiences like here in Ireland is such as like trying to like find like is trying to find like the meaning of the culture, and like trying to engage with the community, trying to like fit in, finding new friends. Like it's because like it's a different culture, so like I'm trying to engage with the culture and get to know the culture well, and also introduce like my culture to them so that like they can learn my culture and they can have an understanding where I come from, and I also want to have like an understanding and the meaning of the Irish culture exhibition.
And what has been people's reaction to your artworks?
The people's reaction, like they are amazed, like it's because like they thought that like I'm like someone who's kind of older, maybe in their 30s, but like I'm still young, I'm in my early 20s, and like they are like surprised of like my skills on like paintings and like screen printing. Like they, I would say like they never saw like someone who's much dedicated, especially like coming from another country, like coming to live here in like such small time. It's because I've been here for like 4 years this year, and like I have did like so much artworks here, and like I have like did like many exhibitions and stuff, so yeah, I'm dedicated to my work.
Like Elton, most of the Citadel members live in a direct provision centre. The people living there have to apply to be refugees, to live in Ireland permanently. But as Esmeraldo explains, there is little privacy in the rooms at the centre.
Always it's kind of a challenge because I don't have my privacy yet, you know. Like, as long as you don't have privacy, you have to share the room. It's different, total different. Honestly, I'm looking forward to leave the place to get my own space, you know, live my life and so on and have privacy. But as I said, I can't complain. Also, like I used to say, doesn't matter what situation you are, where you are, remember there are thousands of a thousand of people would like to be just like 0.5% in the situation that you are, maybe just 30%. That's why I can't complain at all. It's like the normal process, you know, apply for asylum and after just need to wait. Like I had my interview almost 1 year and I have to wait. I have to wait just the minister decision. that's it. Like, I asked my lawyer recently if he has any news. He said, no, I don't have. And now just need to wait. Yeah, we never know.
Lizzie describes what it was like to be pregnant when she arrived in Ireland.
So when I came here, I was already pregnant and I was sharing a room. But it was only when I was 8 months that I was taken out of that room to have my own space because I was going to have a baby. That experience for me was not bad because I was not sharing with anyone. The health care for my baby was there. Everything that I needed. When I have to go to the hospital, they used to ring a taxi for us. And we were provided things like for like baby formula, baby nappy, a cot, you know, they made your room feel like really there's a baby. I think it's the challenges of having a child here alone when you don't have a family. When I get into that, I become so emotional because I feel that mentally and psychologically, I'm still weak. I'm still not okay because of what I went through. So raising a child here alone, it's so hard. When you don't have anyone to take care of, because as a human being, you need that time for yourself. Now you are in a country that is so far from home. It's very difficult to have a baby here when you're a single parent and you don't have your partner with you and your children.
At the Festival of Belonging, there is a hush in the refurbished church venue of the Triscoll Arts Centre as Citadel take to the stage.
So right now we are going to introduce Citadel.
Já estou condenado na prisão perpétua, esta é a sentença. Mesmo sabendo disso, ainda assim eu vou correr o risco. Serei o mata-bicho, o monstro e o pedisco. E que possa ser um filme que eu já tinha visto. O amor é bom quando o sentimento é dividido perto. O amor é bom quando deve ser a mesma traça. Aceitando o escuro, when you're feeling it, shake it by two people. The love is good when the shame the same attraction. Como é bom saber que tu não amas só. Existe outro amigo para te dar amor da mesma forma que tu amas também. How is good to know you're not alone. There another one to share the love the same way that you love also. Yes, we'll know that. 100% do amor, 50 pra mim e 50 pra ti. Tudo a dividir, sei que estás assim e jamais vou desistir. Eu só sei te compreender, porque esse amor é eterno, sabes o que fazer. É você que eu quero, sempre vou querer, no verão como no inverno. Eu só sei te compreender, porque esse amor é eterno, sabes o que fazer. É você que eu quero, sempre vou querer, no verão como no inverno. O amor é bom quando o sentimento é dividido perto. O amor é bom quando deve ser a mesma atração. Aceite que love is good.
Rose, Choco and Esmeraldo are feeling proud after the band's performance.
How do you feel? How do you feel?
Tired but happy. Yeah, it went well, I think. Yeah.
Good.
So great to see all these people and hear the music from people who were warned maybe a few days ago that they had to come and play as well. So it was wonderful, absolutely.
And how do you think the crowd reacted?
They reacted really well, I think. I'm happy. I'm really happy.
Yeah, we're enjoying. We're done for everything, you know what I mean? Yeah. So next time you're going to see me on the mic, I'm going to give you something nice, you know?
If I tell you, say I love you, my woman, my body, now your own, oh baby. That's a video for the account, you. Versace, a Gucci, for your body, oh baby. No, gala, form.
I could say, like, we made it because we saw the audience. They were so happy and they joined us as well, you know. They were singing with us, and this is the main thing, because we know it's not easy to see people dancing, you know, when you say hands up and they put the hands up, lift your hand, move your hand like this, check your head. They did. And this is the most important, like, and we made it.
Citadel have finished another successful performance. And the Festival of Belonging has concluded. But what did the band want for the future?
We would like to be in the big stage. Yeah, like to be in a big, big stage. You know, like I say, for the dreams, there is no limit. Yeah, for the band, there is no limit. And my personal as well, you know, like, it's like I was born to be on the stage. I feel like, yeah, this is my place. Yeah, but I'd like to perform the stage with the 100,000 people, 300,000 people, you know. Yeah, this is, I will feel like, okay, I'm going there, you know. But we have to work slowly, and for sure we will get there.
Oh, I just hope that people don't leave, you know. We stay as a band together because it's one happy family, big family, you know. Like when you're alone in Ireland, it's not easy because it's just you and your kids. But when you have a community, it becomes better. So I just hope that everybody doesn't leave.
I think it's extremely important. When we did the Festival of Belonging, for example, we did a survey afterwards of people who attended. And 80% of them said their idea about asylum seekers and refugees had changed just through seeing what is possible, what people bring. And isn't that amazing? So it's about creating awareness. It's also for the people, for the musicians themselves, it's very important for mental health. You know, if you play music, you forget about all the rest. So, and also important for building bridges with the Irish society. So it's a win-win situation every way you look at it, you know. So it's really wonderful.